Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Hello, want to ask you a question. Are you stuck, really, truly stuck? Or are you just avoiding something that you don't want to do? It's the big question and the one that I'm tackling in today's episode of Messy Business. Hi, I'm Libby Langley. Welcome. It's nice to have you here. Now, when I've worked with thousands of people over the years, and I think the most common thing that anybody has said is that they feel stuck. And that's before ChatGPT made it like the thing that everybody supposedly is. So people have been stuck for like 15 years in my self-employed experience. But I think it's one of the most common things people have said to me. So feeling stuck is like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to move forward with this. I can't. I don't know. You know, all of those things. And they're it's very real. Right, when you're in it, feel just, I don't know, sometimes it's just either that you don't understand and then you're stuck, or just, it's like there's this invisible wall that you just can't climb over or through or around. And it is a horrible feeling, really kind of debilitating sometimes. And it is very real. But I think sometimes it's actually not that you are stuck, right? It's that you maybe have decision paralysis, or that you just kind of don't know what step to take first. Because most of these things that we feel stuck on are not rocket science, right? They're not. I mean, we, you know, relatively straightforward things often that we just can't seem to do. And so we bring lots of other things in instead, because that means that we're so busy doing other things or focusing on these lovely new projects that we've invented for ourselves that we don't have to deal with the thing that we're stuck on. That's probably an important thing. And if it was just done, would make everything better and easier or more profitable or faster or whatever it is, right? So, I mean, I think it's usually avoidance. It's usually a subconscious avoidance tactic. And it's, you know, it won't be because you're lazy. It won't be because you're flaky, whatever, all these buzzwords. And I seriously doubt it's a lack of ideas. It's probably that you just don't want to deal with something. And, you know, who knows why? Right? There'll be a reason. But there's some certain things that you might be avoiding, things that you might be frightened of doing, right? Like putting your prices up. How do you feel about that? Have you thought, oh, right, okay, we're into the new tax year of 2026-27. Prices are going up. You know, minimum wage has gone up. That all food is more expensive. Petrol is remortgageable asset. It might not be at the time of recording. At the time of publication, but it certainly is at the time of recording. Diesel, crikey, if you've got a diesel car, good luck to you. So everything has become more expensive, and therefore you're making less profit than you were if you're charging the same. Simple as that. You know, rents have gone up, and mortgage rates have gone up, and everything's gone up. Right, so you could put your prices up by 20% probably and still make the same profit as you were. But for some reason, you might be avoiding putting your prices up. You might feel stuck on why your business isn't making as much profit. Well, you do know, because things cost more than they did and you haven't put your prices up to reflect that. But it's a fear. So it's a fear. It's avoiding putting the prices up because logically, you know that that's the answer, right? But it's a scary thing to do. Absolutely. Something else might be that you're stuck on or avoiding is saying no to a client or changing how you work. You know, we are, as self-employed people, we are the masters of our time. We are the queens of our time. And so we get to choose. We get to say who, we get to say when, we get to say how much. We get to say no to people that we don't want to work with. And that is a tough decision, right? Always, because turning away money, yeah, where's the next client going to come from? But if it isn't a good fit, then you know it's not a good fit. And actually, it would do you, your business, your mental health, your growth, more favors to say, not sure this is kind of, I'm not sure we're quite the right fit, but I know someone who is. And that would be a really adult way of doing things, because signposting people is always, you know, it's great ethically, it's great. It's spreading the love about, and actually it moves someone who's not a good fit with you onto someone where they might be a good fit. And no, it's not just pushing the problem on someone else, because they might. I would only recommend that you do that to someone that you think, do you know what, you could work really well with so-and-so. And changing how you work, you get to decide all of these things. You get to decide what hours you work, what days you work. You get to decide whether you do online or in person or both, mixture of both. You get to decide whether you have an office or a studio or a clinic or whatever you need, or you work from home, or you go to other people's places of work, this or homes. You get to decide all this, right? And you, if it's not working for you, if it's not, it doesn't feel right, you get to change it. And you can do that overnight, or you can do that gradually. But you get to do that. And once you've made one decision, right, about it, you can make the rest. So you're not really stuck where you are, because you have the autonomy in your business to do what the bloody hell you like. So you're not actually stuck. You might be overwhelmed, or you might be avoiding what you actually just know is the thing. And what's quite interesting is that the way that I work with people when I do my business sort out session, so I sort businesses out, right, is that people come to me feeling stuck, feeling adrift, feeling, you know, not happy in their business. And it's the layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and shoulds that have all been added in. And so we talk that through, and I'm like, yeah, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. And it is a permission-based service that I offer. And it's almost as if, client said to me this to me recently, it's almost as if she needed my permission to give herself permission to just stop doing a load of stuff that she didn't want to do. And it's like, you know, you can do that. But sometimes we do need other people to support us in that. And I think it's really empowering. And I love the work, absolutely love the work that I do, because it is just, what do you really want to do? They tell me, why don't you do that then? Oh my God, could I? Yeah. Yeah, you could. And here's how we can, you know, here's how I can support you to structure that. And it's just such a feeling of liberation. And that stuckness just disappears, because it's like the gloves are off. I can do what I like. Oh my God. And so the things that have been avoided, like putting your prices up, saying no to people, changing how you work, stopping something that hasn't been working before, simplifying things that have become too complicated, and making decisions, and then perhaps having difficult conversations with people about changing work structures with them and all that. It's like, oh no, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, I can do it. And nothing is terrible, I don't think. I think it's just a fear of having all that freedom available to you that feels a bit untethering, feels a bit unsteadying. And it's like, so I can literally do anything I want. Yeah, you can. But okay, but there's comfort in a 9-to-5 and all, you know, meetings and all of this, because it's what we knew before. Right? It's what you kind of taught at school, and it's what you go into the workplace. That's just how things are. So when you say, I don't want to do that. I don't want any meetings on Mondays or Fridays or after 3 o'clock. It's like, who do you think you are? Well, I'm literally the business owner. I'm literally my own person who gets to make all the decisions. So that's it. There's still many, many hours when we can have that meeting, right? So it's things that you're avoiding. And I think it's because of a fear, or it's because of, yeah, just decision paralysis. What do I do first? But once you do one little thing, or once you admit one thing to yourself, and once you get that permission, you know, I'm happy to give you that permission to give, then give yourself the permission. It's what I do with my clients. Then off you go and off you run. And I think that the reason we call this stuck, right, is because it kind of sounds more acceptable to say, I'm really stuck on this. You know, and it feels less risky as well, and gives you time to kind of sit in the stuckness. And it lets you believe that the answer is out there somewhere. You know, you might look for signs that you're about to make the right decision. But you know in your heart of hearts anyway, you do. You know what you really want from your business. Of course you do. Yes, it might need take someone like me to extract it, for you to admit it out loud. But you know, like when I work with my clients, I never tell them what they want, because how do I know? You're the one who knows. I extract it and I help put it into a formula, into a business model that actually works and is economically viable, because that's really important. You know, the profitability of all this is really matters. But you know, you're the one with the ideas. You're the one who knows what you really want to do. I'm the one who'll help you strip it back and simplify it and profitize it. That's my role in all of this. But we call that stuck because I think, I don't know, maybe that comes from school. Maybe it stems from school originally. You know, I'm really stuck on this. This algebra formula, I'm really stuck on it. And yeah, you might well be stuck on that. And you need someone to break it down, to show you the parts. You know the answer you want to get to. You just don't know how to get there. And it's exactly the same. And I think stuck is language that we've learned, but actually we're often not really stuck. We're just avoiding the thing that we know because, oh Christ, that's going to be hard to do and I don't want to do that. I'll just stay here in the stuckness for a little while longer, because then I can procrastinate or do other things or pretend it's just too challenging for me and buy another course to teach me how to do something. Yes, all of these things probably sound quite similar. But there is a knowing versus doing gap, right? Most of us, most of you, you particular, yes, you, I am talking to you there. I see you. You know deep down what needs to change. You maybe just don't want to do it, you know, or you don't want the fallout from doing it, or the perceived fallout, more importantly, from doing it, right? Because what the fallout usually is and isn't, you imagine it's going to be utterly catastrophic, right? You imagine that if somebody's asked for a meeting on a Monday or Wednesday, and you don't want meetings on Monday and you're busy on Wednesday, you imagine that you're just going to lose the entire gig. And no, that really, really happens. You know, often things can wait a week or two. Often things actually can be maybe slotted in somewhere on other days. None of this is life-threatening, okay? And what we're talking about is probably quite small things in the grand scheme of things. So, you know, if you have appointments, if you have calls or appointments with people, sessions, whatever they are for you, and someone says, oh, I'm free on Tuesday, and you reply, you don't say, I'm not working on Tuesday, in a really apologetic way. You say, oh, the next availability I've got is Thursday afternoon. Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do Thursday afternoon then. And it's just like never an issue, or very rarely an issue. If they say, oh, I can't do Thursday afternoon, so, oh, okay, how about the following Wednesday? Oh, yeah, great, brilliant. And it is just, you know, I don't know, it's just kind of, if the way you word things back, rather than apologising for not being available 24/7, because actually you want to just have a bit of time to, I don't know, go and potter in the garden or walk your dog or go for a run or just sit on your ass watching maths on catch up. I mean, who cares what you're doing? It's nobody's business what you're doing in your time when you're not available to work. It just isn't. You know, maybe you have a chronic illness. Maybe you just get tired and overwhelmed. I'm not very good in the afternoons. I know that because I run out of steam. I do. I think it's just my autism or ADHD. I'm much better in the mornings. I just am. And so I won't do anything complicated in the afternoons because I'll be too tired. And also, I won't achieve anything in the morning because I know I'll have a thing in the afternoon. And I know that about myself. And so I don't offer sessions in the afternoons or, you know, whatever. I try and avoid meetings in the afternoons unless it's like early afternoon. I ain't having no meeting at 4:30 because I won't be good at it. I'm good in it. And that's not fair to me, and it's not fair to the person, the other peoples. And that's all okay. That's all perfectly okay. Why is that not okay? It's not being obstinate or difficult. It's just setting workable parameters and workable boundaries. So if you want to change something, you know, if you're avoiding change something, or I'm sorry, if you're stuck on something, then, you know, in reality, what the fallout is, you might have a slightly awkward conversation sometimes, particularly if you want to change something or change pricing. You know, that you might feel slightly awkward doing that. You might have a slight term wobble and you might have a bit of discomfort, but then things just crack on and move forward. And often it is the way any wobble, awkwardness or discomfort comes from the way you present the thing, okay? So, you know, if all your costs have gone up by 20% because of Donald Trump's behaviour, then it's okay for you to say, you know, okay, when we come to the end of this, when we renew, I'm going to have to revise the prices or offer, you know, I'm restructuring slightly. And so this is what you'll get. This is what you'll get. This is how we'll deliver the service for the same money. Or if you want an enhanced service, it's now going to cost this, right? And that's just it. It's just the fact. You know, hairdressers will put their prices up possibly every year. You know, that kind of thing. It's all okay to do that because you shouldn't be running at a loss. You shouldn't be running your business at a loss. You shouldn't be diminishing your own profitability because you're frightened. You're avoiding having a conversation about putting your prices up. And that's not to say you should immediately go out and double your prices, although you probably should because I doubt you're charging enough because people don't. But it's, you know, it's about doing it in a kind and considerate way that works for you and for them, yeah? It's got to work for everybody. So there's some things that happen when you face the thing that you're stuck on, right? You get real clarity in what you're actually doing. And you get that quite quickly. So like when I work with my clients, the client that I mentioned when I had the first session with her in my business sort out was to, when she said that I'd given her permission to give herself permission to just kind of change the things that she actually knew in her heart of hearts weren't working. You know, that's really clear. And what happens then is you get this kind of impetus and momentum and energy and things start moving. And actually what's really interesting after that first session that we had was she sent out an email, just a really straightforward email about a couple of offers that we'd services that we'd restructured, we'd simplified. She got two bookings immediately from the email. And that was the afternoon of the session that we'd had in the morning. And it's like, oh my God. But because she'd been stuck, she'd been avoiding things, you know, the things that she kind of knew were just like, I hate doing this. All right, don't do it anymore. Once she'd kind of let that go, there was this real lightness and she made some sales. She got some bookings and it's just brilliant. You know, for me, that's the real thing. That's why I love doing what I do is see other people fly as a result of the work that I do with them. It's incredibly rewarding for me. And, you know, I guess that's kind of my role here is that I'm the one asking, what are you actually avoiding? What do you really think? How do you really feel? And yeah, I know those questions are uncomfortable sometimes, and they're quite intrusive questions too. But that's my job, is to come in and be the kind of pattern interrupter, the thought interrupter there, the cycle interrupter, to just go, look, just stop everything you're doing. And tell me what you like and what you don't like. And let's just get rid of all the shit because, you know, it ain't doing you any favors. And then you've got the beginnings of the business that you really want. And that's what we can grow on and we can do it. People don't, you know, it is quite confronting and people don't always like it initially. And, you know, some people would much prefer someone who's a very soft and gentle and takes a longer time, you know, a consultant coach that works with them, that works in a very different way. And that's really cool. But you know, from listening to my podcast or getting my emails that I just don't work like that. I just don't work like that. I'm like, what are you even doing? Right, talk me through it. And no, let's not do that. No, let's not do that. And it's like a fast track, right? And that's the way I work because that's the way my brain works. And that's probably why I don't perform particularly well in the afternoons, because it takes a lot of energy to be like that. But it does cut through months of going around in circles. And that's what makes me so sad, is that you can tie yourself up in absolute knots for a long time and, you know, damage your mental health and stop your business from performing as it could. I don't know, not because you allow yourself, because this isn't conscious, right? But because you enable this to happen to you. Right, I'll say it that way. I'm not saying it's your fault, but you kind of enable it to happen to yourself. And that just sucks. And so I like to come in and just sort the shit out, because that's what I get a kick from. And that's what will really make the difference to you. So yeah, that's the kind of thing that I do, and I like to do, and I also do it in this podcast as well, as you well know. But if you want to work with me, then you know where I am. Send me a message and we'll talk about it, because it is great fun and it's very, very results orientated. So, but there are some things that I really struggle on. Listing things on Vinted. Those clothes, the ever-increasing pile of clothes has been over my banisters for 2 months now. And I've sold 3 pairs of shoes, and I think there's another 3 listed. But oh, gosh, it's just something I know that doesn't take, it takes minutes to do, but oh my God, I don't know why. And when I crack the reason that I find that so challenging, then believe you me, I will be able to solve every single problem, every single stuck feeling that you have in your entire life, from business down to why you can't get out of bed in the morning, whatever, I'll be able to solve it all. I do find that really challenging. And so I understand what it's like to feel stuck and to feel these kind of barriers to things that don't necessarily make any sense. Because I know I can just list the thing, it'll get sold, and I'll be like, woo, made £2.40 here for this t-shirt, or £50 for that pair of shoes. Then it's not a time issue. Right? It's never a time issue. There's something else. There's some other reason, and there's some sort of fear behind it, probably. There's certainly an avoidance tactic that, I don't know, when you start to talk about it, becomes clearer, right? So if you are feeling stuck about something, all those things, no, you'll be feeling stuck about something. So it's not a question. It's a, you know, those things that you're feeling stuck about, right? You're feeling stuck on. Ask yourself what you're avoiding, and ask yourself what you're afraid of. Are you afraid of having the business that you really want? Because you could be, because it might feel too freedom-y and too unstructured, but it's what you really want. Are you avoiding something because you think there's going to be some horrible fallout and it's going to be really challenging and awkward, and you've built it up into this massive beast of a thing, right? Or are you just, do you need someone to give you permission to just do the first thing? And once you've done the first thing, actually, the other things are just all going to slot into place. Think about what your reasons are for feeling stuck. And once you kind of say that out loud, or you verbalize it, or you email me and tell me, then, you know, it'll be pretty obvious once you say it out loud, and then you can start to tackle it. And it is usually fixable. As I say, I mean, I've worked with, in the 15 years I've been in business, I've worked with like 7,000 people in various guises. And it's, I mean, I've never spoken to someone yet where it's not fixable in some shape or form, because it isn't. I mean, if you are a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist who's having difficulty in your job, then I'm perhaps not the best person to come to, because I don't know about those particular technical things. But for most of you running a business, there won't have been a scenario that I haven't encountered before, because they're often around the same things. It's to do with pricing. It's to do with your boundaries. It's to do with the services that you offer. It's to do with too many layers. It's to do with trying to please too many people. It's to do with not being honest with yourself about what you really want. It's to do with all of those things, right? And those are all changeable things. They are all movable feasts. Feasts. Movable feasts. They're not feats. I just lost my mind there for a moment. I'm sorry about that. But it is normally fixable. So ask yourself, am I really stuck or am I avoiding something? And let me know what answers you come up with because I'm very intrigued. All right, off you go. Off you go and write that. Write it all down. Thanks for joining me again on another episode of Messy Business, and I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.